Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's really great to be here on this. This is a great California morning. Slightly cold out there. It's not snowing or anything, so we got a lot to be grateful for. The sun's out. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. Why do they do that? Well, it's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed attorney. So if you have a question, maybe something's on your mind, maybe you got sued or got a complaint this week, who the heck knows? Maybe you just have a question that's been keeping you up at night. Dial this number right now. Here it is. 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. We have an operator standing by live right now. Take your call. Or you can always tweet me a question. Maybe something happens during the week. I'd love to get those from you. It's at PYA Radio. Again, at PYA Radio. Anytime you like. Did you see what Congress is doing to your Social Security benefits? Well, if you missed it, you're in for a big surprise. Now, we all heard about taxes and the government shutdown, but there's a backdoor assault that's going on when it comes to your Social Security benefit, and it's all having to do with the administrative staff. Let's face it, you've worked super hard. You saved as much as you could. You've paid your fair dues into Social Security with the expectation that someday you're going to collect that monthly check from them for the rest of your life. The problem is that there are so many ways to claim your benefits. And if you choose unwisely, you could be missing out on big-time bucks that are owed to you. So with Congress continuing to underfund and cut the staff in our local offices and the administration to help you, well, the chances are you're going to have to figure this out yourself. So make no mistake about it. Social Security could be a critical component of your future retirement plan. And today, for the next 60 minutes, we're going to unveil some little-known secrets on how to maximize your benefits, including things like this: timing. When do you take your benefit? How does it work if you're married, divorced, or even widowed? How your employment comes into play, and of course, taxes. How do the taxes affect your Social Security when you start to draw it? You're going to face hours planning or researching Christmas presents online. I know you're doing it right now. Or maybe even your next vacation. Heck, even the fantasy football, it's not over yet. So if you invest just a little bit of time this morning to create a strategy for Social Security, given the chances that you're going to go ahead and collect it someday, and there are changes coming, this could really impact your lifestyle for the next 20, even 30 years. So on today's show, we're going to explore the ins and outs of maximizing what's rightfully yours, your Social Security. And if you're trying to decide when and how to collect it, then this is one episode you definitely don't want to miss out on. It's all coming up next right here on Protect Your Assets. So keep it right here. Now, let's get started. This was another fantastic, interesting ride on Wall Street yesterday again. I mean, this is I'm sorry. It's getting kind of boring. Every week, I just keep telling you the same thing. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed at a new record high. Yes, they did. In fact, it was up 0.4% for the Dow. And depending on who you read, 0.35 or 0.40 for the S&P 500. So yes, both indexes had another great week. And the phone's been ringing. And the questions have been, gee, I know this is going to go down someday. So I need to take some of the risk off the table. You think? All right. So let's just stop for a minute and think about what's going on right now. First of all, we talked about this last week. I told you there's going to be a Christmas present from the Republicans in the way of a government budget. And sure enough, we just kicked it. President Trump signed the spending bill that was passed through the Congress to keep the government open for two more weeks. Well, that just coincidentally falls on Christmas, doesn't it? So, gee, that was maybe right. So you're going to get that Christmas present coming your way. And then the tax deal. We all know what's happening now. They're getting into session. The Senates have their side. I'm not going to bore you. You know the details. The House has their side. And they're going to work it out. And guess what? That's going to be Christmas present number two, which is taxes. So how do you position your portfolio for what's coming your way? Those are the questions. And they're great questions. But before you start making those decisions, you need to think for a minute. So right now, the job market, once again, we had the number come out yesterday, was pretty strong. The November jobs report was up by 228,000. Anytime you see anything over a couple hundred thousand, people get excited. So that was good. Market like that. Unemployment rate still low, 4.1%. And wages, even though they were talking about a rise of 0.2% on the year. So a year ago to today, wages are up 2.5% in 1 year. It's not bad. People are saying, well, it should be a lot more. Okay, we all want to make more money. The average per hour rate, I thought this was interesting. You know what the average per hour wage is nationally? What do you think? $26.50, $26.55 is the hourly rate. Okay, well, anyway, so where was the growth? We're seeing growth pick up in the professional and the business service area. 46,000 new jobs were created there alone. So this was a more broader employment recirculation, if you will. And so that is good. That shows that the momentum, again, 2017 is almost over. We're about to go into 2018, and you got to think about, well, how do you position yourself for next year? I'm going to help you with that. The momentum right now is pretty good. You've got a good economy. You've got low interest rates. Oh, let's talk about rates. The Fed's going to meet next week on Tuesday. They're going to get together, and they're going to do their powwow. And then on Wednesday, they're going to let us all know that, it's my opinion, they're going to raise rates. So rates are going up on Wednesday a little bit. And the market's expecting that. It's already seen it. So these are things that you're going to see happen next week. And so that's important as you think about, well, if rates are rising slightly, the economy is doing well, we get a tax bill possibly. What is that going to mean? Well, the tax bill can help a couple areas. I think they're really going to help the small and the mid-cap companies, particularly in this country. Why? Because think about this. They're going to be going from a lot of people who own these businesses. They direct the revenue to themselves through a K-1 or through an S-Corp or an LLC. And that revenue, when it flows down to the business owner, translate into about 39.6% tax, right? Federally. So think about this. If you can change that to 20% or even 22%, well, excuse my math, but that's almost a 20% gain to that owner. So the theory is they're going to use that money to hire more people and make their business bigger. I welcome that. I hope that happens to me. So in any event, I think that's what's going to happen. And so in that case, you're going to most likely see the small and the mid-cap companies in the U.S. start to do well. So as you think about your portfolio for next year, you may want to look at your positions that have done really well. And there's a lot of them out there. If you look at your portfolio, you'll see some things that are way above probably what you expected. They're probably more risky. And so this might be a time to get a little bit more defensive and look for better quality and look for areas where they're going to benefit from these sort of economic changes that you can just feel are in the winds. They're coming. So you may want to get in front of that. The other thing that's big next year is the global growth. And this is where I've been talking about getting global exposure. From several banks this past week, I saw the numbers for next week. They're expecting at least a 4% growth rate, which is very strong. So that's another area you don't want to miss out on. Now, I can't not talk about this week what's going on with healthcare, because there's a very interesting shift happening right now, and this happened this week. It was CVS buying Aetna. I don't know if you heard about that in the beginning of the week, but I think this is a major deal, especially when you start to think about your retirement. And those of you in retirement, your healthcare is probably the biggest expense you're going to have in retirement, period, end of story. And so you've got to think about, how are you going to get your healthcare? Are you going to walk into a CVS drugstore, and they're calling it now front door healthcare model? This is a term, so you may want to write this down because it's going to affect you one day. Front door healthcare model, the minute clinic. This is what's going on right now in the healthcare area. And when you've got a pharmacy, CVS, really a drugstore, buying a health insurance company, what does that mean? Well, it means those of you who hold those sort of policies are probably going to be directed to those stores to get healthcare, right? Think about that. Why would they want to send you to a big, expensive hospital? So this is the biggest deal of the year, and it's going to transform the healthcare industry. And it's looking a lot like the Kaiser model, which is interesting. It's more managed care. It's more driven from economics and more efficient healthcare decisions, which is a good thing necessarily for the consumer. But on the other hand, the doctors are being forced into running more of a business practice versus a caring practice. This is a big difference, a big issue with a lot of doctors. I have a lot of doctor clients. They all explain to me this sort of model that's developing and how they're frustrated with the future of healthcare. So as you make your decisions, which is just about over, on how you're going to get your medical benefits next year, look at the companies you're buying your policies from and look at what they're doing or who they're getting in the proverbial bed with. What does it mean to you? Is it going to be easier for you to get your health care? Is it going to encourage better preventative care for you? Is it going to coordinate your benefits and your prescriptions that actually will help you? What choices is your employer going to have? Are there going to be less choices for you because of costs? And will your care go from the doctor's office to the storefront? I mean, these are the kind of things that you're going to have to start thinking about. So healthcare is a very challenging but interesting area. Coming up next, did you see what Congress just did to your Social Security? When do you start taking it fresh out? I'm going to reveal some strategies and the consequences no one's talking about because this is happening behind the scenes. It's all coming up next on the next segment. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Don't let the economy burst your bubble. Call the Liberty Group right now to review your retirement assets, learn how to minimize market risk, and to create a comprehensive income strategy for your retirement. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Are you trying to decide when and how to collect your Social Security benefits? Have you ever thought about them? How are you going to maximize them? Then if you did, you certainly tuned in the right place this morning, because on today's show, we're going to explore the ins and outs of Social Security, given what's going on in Washington right now. You haven't seen the effect yet, but you're going to. One of the main things you need to understand when it comes to just going and getting your benefits is what's happening behind the scenes in the Social Security Administration and the offices. Social Security is understaffed, period. The staffers continue to get cut from the workforce. There's incentive programs for the higher-up executives as a way to cut down the cost of running the government. This is going on, and that's, for some, perfectly fine. But the times that it's taking now for you to get your phone call answered or to get an appointment and get in there and then get help from someone who has knowledge, who's been around for a while, it's taken a lot longer. And in some cases, to have a claim heard, an SSI claim heard, it's taking 2 years. Get this, the backlog right now is 1.1 million claims. I mean, think about that, 1.1 million claims. And what happens if you made a decision with your Social Security and it was the wrong decision, you come to find that out and you want to change that decision? Can you imagine how long that'll take to appeal that if they made a mistake? So consider this. Social Security provides benefits to more than 50 million people right now. Almost 170 million workers right now contribute part of their paycheck to the tune of about $900 billion a year. $900 billion.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
You'd think with all that money and all the people working with this, that so many would understand how it works. But I got to tell you, this is one of the most confusing areas that I see most people trying to deal with. It's just not that easy. Even many folks in my business who I talk to don't understand it, don't know how to do it, don't know how to use it. The complexity of the system alone is complex. Most people I talk to try to go online and get their benefit, can't get past the password. When they get locked out, they don't know what to do. So this is an evolution, truly. And your fingerprint or your face recognition isn't there yet. So you got to figure out how you're going to get in there and figure out what's best for you as this decision approaches. And I don't want you to wait until the last day. So many people wait months, 3 months, 4 months before that's time, and then they get started. Don't do that. If you're working right now and you're even paying into this system, it's yours, and you need to get proactive and on top of it right now and figure out how you're going to do this and what you're going to use. It's kind of like Bigfoot. Bigfoot, this elusive character out there. Does he exist, she or he, the family, or not? I'm not going to say one way or the other, but it may. So does the ideal Social Security benefit exist out there for you? It certainly does. You just have to figure out how to find it. So let's talk about some of the myths you probably heard about Social Security, and let me tell you whether those are true or false. Good place to start. So one of the myths that I hear out there is that Social Security, the maximum they're going to pay you is $2,600 a month. That's not true. Social Security benefits are based on two variables, and you control these variables, so you're going to write this down. First of all, your highest earnings over a 35-year period of time. So if you want to make more money, then go out and make more money. And right now, the maximum is around $122,000 a year. Then you tap out, meaning you don't contribute any more to the system. So if that's the case, then have a few good years of making that kind of money or more. And then your maximum benefits most likely going to come your way unless you do something silly. The second thing that controls whether you get that much or not is your age, when you file for the benefit. And the maximum benefit for someone retiring at, and write this down, this is a term. These are terms you have to know. Full retirement age, FRA, is 66 for people who were born between 1943 in 1954. So if you're born between 43 and 54, your FRA is 66. In 2017, get this, the maximum benefit, if you do it right, again, filing your FRA, I'm not talking about the 70, we'll get there, is $2,687 a month. So that's $87 more a month than what you were told. I'll take that. The age at which you claim is the key on the second prong of this equation. And for each year you wait after your full retirement age, and again, for those born between 43 and 54, it's 66. If you wait till age 70, you're going to get 8% credit to your benefit per year, each year you delay. So if you assume you're in the 35th highest earning years qualifies you for the highest benefit, you'd get this at $73,576. You can add that to your income when you retire, if you do it right. Conversely, if your full retirement age is 66 and you decide you want to take it at 62, maybe for health reasons, this happens. People walk in and say, look, I'm terminal. I got a problem. I want to get my benefit. I only got a few more years to live. Then you take it at 62. Of course you do. You're going to get hit with a 25% penalty from your FRA. But hey, $2,102 a month, it's not bad. One of the other common myths that I hear all the time is this, and this is the one that causes most of you to make the big mistake, I'll call it, is that Social Security is going to go broke in 20 years. Well, that's not really true either. Social Security is essentially a pay-as-you-go system. What that means is all of us, all these folks who are working, including you and me, we're contributing 6.2%. of every paycheck to the system. And your boss, if you're a W-2 employee, is paying in the same amount. If you're self-employed, well, you're paying the 12.4% all on your own. So for those of you who are maybe a married couple and own a business, do you both pay yourself or not? You're basically hitting yourself twice in the head if you do. As long as the payroll taxes exist, don't you think those are going to be around forever? Social Security could never go broke because it's one and the same. So this is what happened. This is the myth that started to develop. In 2010, the payroll tax brought in more than enough to cover benefits for retirees and other recipients. But right at that cusp of 2010, things started to change. The surplus of tax income that was going into the trust fund, which is invested in special treasury securities, started to have a problem. And the problem was this, that you've heard about, there's more money going out in benefits than was coming in from payroll tax. Now, we've all seen the economy's picking up and more people are going back to work. And of course, that's a good thing. You haven't really seen those numbers yet. And right now, depending on what you're reading, you're going to see something to the effect of that the shortfall is going to have to start having a problem at around 2020. And then if Congress doesn't fail to fix this problem, that the trust fund with these special treasury securities is going to run out of money in 2034. And you say, okay, well, it's going to be all gone. No, it doesn't mean it's going to disappear altogether, because payroll taxes will still be enough to cover 79% of the promised benefits. So the question you need to address for your retirement income plan is a 21% reduction in benefits going to affect you when it comes time to cover your bills? And I bet you have a lot of other questions too about how you should think about taking these benefits, because there's over 1,000 different ways to do it if you're a married couple. I know this is complicated, and you need to make sure you talk to someone who's qualified, knowledgeable, professional, before you make any move when it comes to such an important benefit in your retirement. That's why it makes so much sense to meet with our team, who looks at these kind of things every day. In our office, we have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and financial advisors who work as a team to help you through decisions like these. We have the tools. We can help you protect your future with our end-of-the-year Protect Your Assets Life Plan. You'll learn the steps you can take right now to protect the gains you've made this past year. And before it's too late, reduce your tax liability for next year and keep more of what you've earned. So get the questions answered that have been in your mind for a while. If you saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, or other savings account, you can add those all up together. And then pick up the phone right now, and here's what we'll do. For the first 10 callers this morning, you can have your very own end-of-year retirement review at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that's 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team. Dial this number, 888-588-5818, and request your own personal end-of-year review. When we come back, how do you get some of your ex's money legally? It's all coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander.
The Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. Hope you like that deep track from the past. Tweet me who it was. Anyway, you've worked hard, saved as much as you could, and paid your fair dues into Social Security with the expectation that someday, I'm going to get my money back. And I'm going to get that check every month for the rest of my life. But the problem is right now, go try and figure out how to get it. I challenge you. Go to the website. Try and get your statement. Try and figure out how you're going to collect it and when you're going to do it. And what happens if you delay? What's the tax impact? Or how do you get as much as you possibly can out of that system 100% legally? And that's what we're discussing this morning, is the ins and outs and maximizing your Social Security benefit. Here's one. If you're divorced, it could be comforting to know that you may be entitled to a portion of your ex's benefit. Yes. You can collect retirement benefits based on your ex's work history if you're at least 62 years old, you were married at least 10 years, you had been divorced for 2 years, so don't get too excited yet. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, 2 years, and you didn't get remarried. That's the big one. A lot of people do this. They go out, and they run out, and they get remarried so quickly, and you find out the new person you're with has a worse Social Security benefit than your previous ex. Have faith. If you did, you could end it with a divorce, and you're back in it, okay? So anyways, unlike married beneficiaries, the ex-spouse doesn't need to have applied for benefits. So your spouse who's maybe out there still working, even if they didn't apply for benefits, even if they got remarried, it doesn't affect you. You're okay. But what you need to know is that your ex-spouse has to be eligible for his or her benefits, which means that he or she also must be age 62 or older. If you collect benefits before your normal retirement age, remember we were talking about that earlier, as a repeater, for those of you born between 1943 and 1954, your normal retirement age, and these are words you're going to hear. I talked about it earlier. It's called the FRA. Also, the normal retirement age. Also, they call it the primary insurance amount. I don't know how they come up with that term, but that's out there too. So for those folks, 43 to 54, your normal retirement age is 66. Where am I going with this? If you collect benefits before that age, then there's going to be retirement reductions. They call them early retirement reductions. And there's going to be earnings limitations that are going to hit you, and taxes as well. Because if you continue to work while collecting your Social Security benefit prior to your FRA, you're going to lose a dollar of benefits for every $2 you get from the government. That's right. A dollar of benefits for every $2 you get from the benefit. Now, if you're still married, how can you maximize your Social Security benefit? Well, again, these are generalities, but in general, the lower earning spouse, and again, this is, again, very general. I really encourage you to get some help on this, but usually the spouse who stayed at home, and in California and around this area, I'm not going to say it's the gal, because it could be the guy. There's nothing, it's fine. So it's either the man or the woman, whoever stayed at home and didn't make as much as the one who's out there working at a job. You can see I'm getting in trouble with this. But anyway, getting a paycheck. How's that? Getting the bigger paycheck. Let's just put it on the table. Who's got the bigger check? So the one who's got the bigger check is going to be the higher earning spouse. Fair enough. Thank you. You can see I'm getting whacked over here by a ruler. Stop it. Just trying to be educational here. Anyway, you're going to be able to collect the benefit at age 62, even though your benefit's going to be reduced by 25% or more because of your age, if you take it to 62. Now, your higher earning spouse who's still out there working, they should wait till age 70 to collect the biggest, because between the two of you, that's going to be the biggest benefit, period, end of story. And here's why you do this, folks. Because if the higher earning spouse dies first, which is possible, I see this stuff all the time. I'm not surprised by things anymore. I've seen too many things. You're driving to work one day, you pull over, and all of a sudden you have a heart attack and die. I'm sorry, it happens. Then your spouse at home can collect your bigger benefit. You see that? They give up their smaller one they started and they turn it off and go get yours. The lower spouse will collect what's called the full survivor benefit. Now, this is 100% of what the higher earner was collecting. So as long as that person has reached at least the normal retirement age, his or her survivor benefit will not be reduced. But remember, you're going to lose your benefit, the lower benefit. And that's important when you start to figure out your income when you get ready to retire or live off what you've saved. It's very important. Here's an interesting angle that doesn't apply to everyone. But if you're an older father, maybe with a second family, this is worth knowing. If you are collecting retirement benefits and you have children who are 18 or younger, they too are entitled to Social Security benefits. And this could be worth up to half the amount you collect. So if you're collecting $3,200, well, that's $1,600. They could sock that money away into a 529 college savings plan. And you could cover then a big chunk of that college education that's going to cost you a bloody fortune after tax. So you may be wondering, is there a big vault that they hold all that Social Security trust fund in? Well, the answer may surprise you, because it's really Social Security fund. The old age survivors and disability insurance trust funds exist, but only on paper. They are merely accounting devices to keep track of tax receipts and benefit payments. The revenue collected from payroll tax is not held in a separate account. Rather, it's invested in special issue U.S. securities, similar to U.S. savings bonds, and the federal government uses the invested cash to pay other debts. Although some critics refer to these investments as worthless IOUs, the securities are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, and they earn interest, which is reinvested in that trust fund. So thinking about all this, do you know the best option for you right now when it comes to thinking about or collecting this benefit for you and your family? Is there anything you should be doing right now to get more out of the system before you turn it on in a few years and then live on it for the rest of your life? Ask yourself this question and be honest with yourself. Is your coach showing you how to navigate through these types of decisions? If not, why not? The real question is, how much spendable income will your retirement plan produce for you each and every month? And how tax efficient will it be for the rest of your life when you decide, you know, I've had enough? According to Nobelist Professor Merton of MIT, smart guy, you need to be thinking about these types of questions right now before it's too late, while you're still working. Because the stuff I'm talking about right now is entirely different than anything you've heard about when you're trying to plan and save for the future of retirement. According to Professor Merton, the advice that got you to this point isn't the type of advice that's going to get you through retirement successfully. So it makes a lot of sense to get a checkup and meet with our team of experts here at the Liberty Group to figure out how you can do this. With our personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan, my team will help coach you through making the right decisions with your assets, creating income as you try to visualize what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. Coaching makes all the difference. We're going to see it tomorrow. You know it. I know it. Just saying. Take the first step right now and get independent advice about what you need to retire the way you've always dreamed of. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a retirement account, you could have a 401k at your job, maybe some savings, just add them up. Then you can pick up the phone right now and you have the ability to push these buttons, these magic buttons. And for the first 10 callers, you're going to get your very own personalized plan. It's going to be created just for you by my team, and this will be complimentary, but you must call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number to call is 888-588-5818. Chances are you're going to learn something of value from our group. Don't forget, we have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial planners in one office waiting to talk to you. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, how does Social Security income affect your taxes? We're going to go over that in the next segment. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Time right behind my
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. This morning we've been talking about Social Security and what's going on in Washington right now with the budget and how they're cutting back on the support staff and the ability for you to get information on how to get your benefit, just to get help. It's becoming much more difficult. If you're trying to get SSI or disability, the claim backlog is 2 years right now. So it's just getting more difficult to get help. And so one of the questions we get a lot of, and we've covered a lot of information today, but one of the things we get a lot of questions about is, do you pay tax on your Social Security income? Is that true? Does everyone have to pay this Social Security income tax? Well, if you've thought about that, then you're at the right place this morning. And before we jump into that, I always have to wish my happy birthdays. Tim Hawkins, Bernie Mahan, and Steve Griswold. Hope you guys all have a excellent birthday. And get some of that good strawberry cake. Now, if you've thought about this, how do they tax your Social Security? Is that true? Well, it could be. It very well could be true. And you have some control around this, depending on how you declare your income. There's types of income out there that don't generate 1099s. And so if you're getting 1099s that come to you, say, in February, then those are going to be taxable. And those are going to add up. And if your combined income is between, and again, this is 1099 type of income or W-2 income, or there's a whole list of incomes. I'm not going to get into it this morning. You should check this out with your CPA. If your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000 and you're single, or it's between $32,000 and $44,000 for couples who filed jointly, you're going to owe taxes on up to 50% of your Social Security benefit. And if your combined income exceeds the $34,000 limit for singles or the $44,000 limit for couples, then you're going to owe tax on 85%, up to 85% of your benefit. Whew. Yeah. Yeah. You may also have to pay state taxes on part of your benefit as well. There's four states out there: Minnesota, North Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia that tax up to 85% of your Social Security benefit. So is there anything left for you? Well, some other states out there which tax you as well, if you're making a list of where you're going for retirement: Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, sorry, Kojo, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Utah also tax a portion of your Social Security benefit. Well, what if you continue to work and decide you want to collect your Social Security? Will those benefits be taxed? That is an awesome question, and the answer is, it depends. Sorry, I'm an attorney. You can continue to work and still get Social Security benefits, but the issue of whether those benefits are going to be taxed or not depends on the age when you claim and how much you make. I know you want an example. If you're younger than the full retirement age, if you don't know what that is, go back because I'm running out of time. The government's going to deduct $1 in benefits for each $2 you earn above the annual limit. Now, for 2017, that limit of income was $16,920. Not a lot. In the year you reach your full retirement age, and that full retirement age is super important to figure out, so make sure you go back and listen to my show if you're just hearing this for the first time. Find out what your full retirement age is. Then they're going to reduce your benefits $1 for every $3 you earn over the annual limit. Now, this reduction will continue until the month of your birthday, when you reach your full retirement age. Once you reach the full retirement age, you can keep working, and this is key, they won't reduce your Social Security benefit no matter how much you make. So for those of you who have your own businesses, strategy there? Big hint. Are you trying to get all your ducks in a row right now? Maybe you need some help trying to figure out how to put this together. If you're thinking that way, that's the right way to be thinking. Because after all, 2017 is almost a distant memory. You can get the answers you've been looking for, even if you're already working with an advisor or doing things on your own. It makes a lot of sense to become more educated through our Protect Your Assets life planning process. A good analogy came to me from a young man the other day. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you'd go to the playground. And there's that little slide. And you go up the steps. It's only one level. You slide down and it's over. And you think, well, that was fun, but it's over so fast. And then you reach your teenage years and you get to go to a water park. And you climb maybe 8 or 9 levels of stairs. But wow, that is a great ride. Similar process. Our professionals at the Liberty Group consist of a CPA, an estate planning attorney, and a team of financial advisors who are dedicated to teach people like you how to meet and exceed your goals. We won't talk over your head. We speak in plain English, not techno jargon. We're educators first, wealth managers second. Now, if you've saved, say, in a 401k, maybe a savings account, brokerage account, at least $250,000, then here's what you can do. For the first 10 callers right now, we're going to go ahead and run a customized plan just for you to get you started on figuring this out. Ask yourself this, is your team doing this for you right now? We are located right here in the Bay Area, and what you learn in this one meeting could change everything for you, but it's only for the first 10 callers on the show right now. So call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Get the answers you've been looking for. Call my team, 888-588-5818. Big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another show today. Because without my team, just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.